This is the road to Umm Zayed village south of South Darfur's capital, Niana. It's one of the latest villages to be affected by heavy rains and flash floods in Sudan. Many are now living out in the open.
We have seriously been affected. My house was damaged, all the furniture was damaged and carried away by the water. This room is now completely destroyed. All my beds are broken, all my jerry cans have been carried away by the stream. I didn't manage to recover anything, and now we sit in the water.
Others lived in makeshift shelters after losing their homes. Rains and floods have destroyed hundreds of Sudanese villages over the past 3 months. At least 140 people have died, and tens of thousands of families have been displaced. Here in Darfur, 17 years of war that ended in 2020 has made the effects of the floods even worse.
So now we are here. In this very basic shelter, even plastic sheets we received were not enough. This is all what people can get now, and we don't know what to do.
Darfur's conflict has been called the first climate war, and now there are fears the devastating rains and floods are the consequences of climate change.
This season is different from the past seasons. Our oldest people say that nothing like this happened since the 80s. This year, there is much more rain. In southern Darfur, rain rates this autumn are above the normal rates.
Many here have already been displaced by the years of conflict and were hoping to rebuild their lives. But now that may take longer. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera.